T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are some of the positives from this game that you'd like to carry over into Detroit?
We scored more points than them.
Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me. Well, they didn't lose. That's nice. Transition is brought to you by your local Ford dealers and Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. Lawrence Holmes is set to go to take you up until 2.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Lawrence.
What is the good word today?
Oh, so many good words.
Steady incremental progress. I don't know.
A win's
none
a
of
win.
Them are about the Bears.
It's an ugly win. But
of course it is.
They got it. There was some good. I thought there was some good in there, and there's a lot of bad.
Yeah.
A lot of bad.
You know, one of the things, if we're gonna go ahead and find the good, right?
Sure.
And answer the question that got asked in the post game there to Mitch, I would like to have a smarter brain than I go through the offensive tape there and distill whatever it was the Bears were doing to get yards after the catch and have that happen more often. And I think I know part of what that is. It's like Matt Nagy has a bunch of curl routes for Mitch because I don't think he trusts him to throw to a receiver whose numbers aren't directly facing Mitch.
But they get a lot of stuff for the stuff where it's crossing.
Yeah.
And I think that played a role in it. And I just think that yesterday was one of those days where Mitch was able to find guys open in the zones. And then when they were open, they had a little bit of room to run, and mm-hmm. they made the most out of it on those plays. So I think that's probably the answer that you're looking for, that Mitch was against zone.
I think the answer is the other team has to have that Ballantyne guy.
I mean,
well, he did it against Washington too. I mean, there were a bunch of drag routes, whether it was with Miller or Gabriel. I mean, he found those guys in zones. They cut things upfield. It's just abandoning it against teams that aren't giving you exactly what you're looking for seems a little foolhardy when Mitch seems pretty adept at hitting some of those routes.
I was happy to see them continue to go at Ballantyne because it's something that I've been hoping that this offense and Matt Nagy as a play caller would realize, that when there is success, stay with it until they take it away.
Yeah, it's a basketball mentality. It's got to be a basketball mentality. Attack a matchup. And there's no shame in doing it literally every time.
None. Until they change personnel or change the way that they're going to defend it, why not keep going at a target that is vulnerable? And in football, if you're in a hurry-up situation and you know that there's a DB that's struggling, he's also not going to be able to catch his breath. So you can keep going at him. It's fundamental football. It's some of the stuff that the more we get down the road with Matt Nagy, it makes me even more irritated at him, because some of this stuff is football 101, to use their jargon. It's football 101, where you're having success doing things. Do that more, and then you can build off of it. I actually saw some of that yesterday, which was good to see. Them saying, okay, we have this quarterback who seems to get more involved and is better, more accurate when he is on the run than being in the pocket, and they got him outside, and they did some stuff. Okay, short yardage situation. He likes to run. We like to run. We're down near the goal line. Here you go, young man. A QB sweep, get out there and get me those 2 yards and run over a DB, because I know that's going to make you feel good when you do that and you get in the end zone.
Also because the first 2 run plays went nowhere. But go do that.
I mean, that's another problem. And I heard some of the questions that we have to start asking about not just the offensive line, but perhaps the running back too.
No, those questions absolutely have to be asked. And I hope that we don't come up with a big fat incomplete for David Montgomery after this season. I don't think we will, but I do worry about it some. My base judgment on him right now is decent enough running back if things are a little cleaner in front of him. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's the You know, I don't think he's a savior that you traded up to go grab in the third round, even when running backs are devalued as they are. Like, I think the hype train on him was pretty large.
Very large.
I think it was pretty large. Maybe it was tough to live up to in the first place, but I don't think you've got a – I don't think you got a dud, but I don't think you got a savior.
No, we're talking about it with Rich Campbell, too, that I've no doubt that he has terrific vision, but – you may need to sort of turn off the vision thing until after you make the first move that the playbook says you make. Once a play is called and a blocking scheme is there, it's not up to you to make a cut and stop and
fight. Hit the hole.
Hit just wherever, even if it's not there quite yet, hit where the hole is supposed to be and then use your vision. Just he seems like he's overcooking every run in his head.
And maybe that's because there are defenders in the backfield.
Got to be about a little bit of that.
And you're trying to avoid them.
Seeing ghosts sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, I don't want to just pour cold water on them today. Cuz it was an ugly game with one team that's just atrocious and another team that's
ass.
Not very
really
good.
Are.
But they still won, and it makes Thursday interesting to me. And part of the reason that it does, and one of the reasons why I was kind of like, you know, look, I don't think the 10-6 gets you in. I'm worried that it doesn't. But I've been saying for the last 4 weeks, that Packers thing is not right.
It's not.
I'm not just basing this off of them getting their asses whooped last night. Something's wrong. Like, Aaron Rodgers has been good enough in some games. The defense has been good enough in other games. But collectively, they're not that good.
You know what else isn't quite right? And I won't base this off them getting their asses kicked yesterday. The Dallas Cowboys.
Well,
that's not quite right either. And reasons.
That's a terrible coach.
Oh, it's an awful coach.
It's a terrible organization.
Yeah, but he's not going anywhere this season. At least I don't think so, because today Jerry Jones will do the thing where he walks back all of the comments he said on Sunday, because that's what he does.
Well, and
they
have a game Thursday too.
Right.
So he has another opportunity, and then they get the Bears the week after that.
This is what I'm talking about. I mean, he's going to be there by the time the Bears roll around, so there's that for you. I was on 538 earlier today and clicking the wins for him. Their chances, fellas, go all the way up to 5%. If you win both of the next games, it's not happening.
No, but this has always been my thing.
Yeah.
We know it's not happening. They can't act that way. That's they true. Do have to walk into Thursday and go, we still have a chance. Our season, each week is another opportunity for them to continue to save their season until they lose one more. So if that means that you have an ugly win against a crappy team, and then you have another opportunity for an ugly win against another crappy team, so be it. If we're standing here on Friday talking about them being 6-6, I was surprised, but not that surprised yesterday when we threw it out on the fan vote yesterday on whether or not
I was watching.
And
I was surprised too. I looked at like, wait, what?
Here's 46% of the people like, you know what? I'm back in. And that's all it takes. All it takes is them winning on Thursday in Detroit, and you watch what happens Friday and on Monday here on The Score. Just watch.
I'm here for it. By the way, the star of the after show yesterday was Lance Briggs and his response to the Tariq Cohen comments. I just thought that for a guy of his standing and to say play better, you don't want people to boo play better. If Tariq Cohen doesn't want to hear it from anybody outside the locker room, and I know that they don't want to hear it from former players either, but listen up. Heed that.
I give Tariq credit because it was what, 2 years ago where I remember there were the stories that he was kind of being spread thin because he was in the receiver's room, but he's also a running back. And there was talk of, well, he's not doing enough of the classroom work. Well, Alex got on him. And I really appreciated that Tariq took it. He took the criticism constructively. And then we saw like the next week or the couple weeks after that, he played really well. And he actually came on the show and said that Alex's critique of him was something that made him try a little differently and work harder
Good for him.
At this stuff. So yeah. Maybe, but I will say that it does seem as if there's a bit of a change, that the success that they had last season has led to some of those guys being extra sensitive about the lack of success that they're having this year.
Well, and the fans are just expressing what, look, I'm no different in front of my TV. I'm that guy. The moment I'm throwing the remote to the room, what are you doing? What is this? That's all the fans are expressing. They just want the team to be better. They love the Bears. They're pissed off that it doesn't look good and that it's not what anybody expected. And for Tariq Cohen to say, you know, we don't care, you should care. You should care that that's how the play of the team is making the fans feel.
A texter is like, what do you mean Cowboys are a terrible organization? Since they won the Super Bowl, they are a 500 franchise. It's just the facts.
Does that need explaining?
It's just the facts.
Who needs that explained to them?
This texter needs it explained to them on
why. God, just
because
look
there is
at
talent
it.
On the field for the Cowboys, if you look at how that organization has been run,
it's terrible.
And look who's coaching the team and continues to coach the team, even though we all know he's not any good. That's an organizational problem.
He's been there for 10 years and hasn't won anything.
Correct.
How many other coaches can be somewhere 10 years?
Marvin Lewis.
Well, that's the guy.
That's answered.
Answered. Done.
You're listening to WSER HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. That is Bernstein and McKnight. They are done for the day. Dan, are you done for the week, or are you here tomorrow and Wednesday?
I'm here tomorrow and Wednesday.
Okay, all right. So, and then you have your big prom at your house for Thanksgiving.
It's a cotillion. He's walking down the stairs.
No,
in the dressing
room. I literally had an anxiety dream last night. Oh, about it. Just I'm trying to.
You had the lay for class dream?
Yeah, essentially. I have the play-by-play dream where you can't see the court from where they put visiting radio. You ever have that one?
Yes.
But I can't see it. No one else complains about it. All the other visiting teams, they don't complain. But I literally can't see the court.
I can't see it.
From here, I can't see it. Well, no one. You're the only one who complains about it.
Rutgers. That actually happened to me, Zach. Rutgers and DePaul. And we were like, oh, so we're right courtside? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, like 200 level? And like, no.
Student housing.
You're up there. And we're like, up where? Like, we have to take an elevator? Like, do we have a monitor? No.
No.
What?
Monitor.
Zach was just like, I don't know what. How am I supposed to call this game?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's literally the nightmare.
It's
but yeah, I had the
it's out there.
The mashed potatoes were cold. The turkey wasn't done. The skin wasn't brown. I had a little bit of everything, so it'll be fine. Serenity.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. There's enough Cameron Hughes wine to go around.
For me.
Oh,
I don't care if it goes around. I'll be fine.
He'll be fine. All right. Thank you, Dan and Connor, for your service. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. If you want to ride a Zamboni on the ice during intermission of a Chicago Wolves game, then you need to sign up to take a spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES to learn more. We are winners. We are the Wolves. This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4-KIDS. And we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Tony, got yourself a steak this weekend. And I took him to Gibson's on Friday.
And? It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't pay for it, but I can see why somebody would pay for it, if that's their thing.
No. He had the experience, and I think it was a little bit overwhelming for Tony. Like the whole thing.
The price? Yeah, very overwhelming.
Yeah, when he got a look at the menu, it was he was very, very concerned. And I was like, you shouldn't be concerned because you're not paying for it. I'll be the one that's concerned about it, and I'm not that concerned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.